League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Come on in. 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to hang out with us here on ESPN. We got 1 hour to go here in the show. Astros win. That was big. We got a new soccer coach. That was big. J.J. McCarthy out for the season with his knee problem, his knee injury. So he is done. That's a shame for the Vikings. That division is going to be pretty good. I think the Bears are going to be a really good football team. Somebody asked who would be the Puka Nacua of this season. You know, with the top end, how heavy this top end is with Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers, is there somebody? Can Rome Odunze? I don't know. With DJ Moore and Keenan Allen on that team?
Well, explain what that means to be the Puka Nacua.
Well, I guess coming out of nowhere.
Well, you can forget that. Puka Nacua's season was maybe one of the greatest I've ever seen for a rookie beside Randy Moss.
Yeah.
So that ain't happening. That's, you know, frankly, that's a generational season. That's what we call generational. Randy Moss did it in the 90s, and then we see it 25, 26 years later. You're not going to see rookie seasons like that very often, ever. Like, that guy was insane. He had 1,400 yards receiving as a fifth rounder. That's never happening again for a fifth rounder, maybe ever. I don't know that we're going to see anybody. I think the big dogs, Brian Thomas. Well, the biggest dog is Marvin Harrison, and there's two, Marvin Harrison Jr. and obviously Malik Nabers. And then Rome Odunze, to me, has great talent, but he's just got a lot of guys over there. He's got fat Keenan Allen, who's Dell, if you missed it, said he was 230 pounds now.
I'm just responding to reports.
That's what you called him, which I thought was
I didn't call him fat Keenan Allen.
Fatso, Porky.
No. Yeah, I said he was deep dish 230, not steroids 230.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said. I didn't call him Porky.
Porky.
Deep dish is not a compliment.
Well, you were thinking, is he just putting on muscle? Not according to the pictures or reports. The people in Chicago are not happy. At least the reporters are, because, you know, you can't have a receiver who's a
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
There it is.
There it is. It took long enough.
It took a little while.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't do that every time.
Well, you know, you sprinkle it in, it loses its impact if I do it every time you mention someone who's overweight.
Not really.
Well, not really. For you.
I don't think it ever loses impact.
Every time it gets played, there's a smile that spreads across your face. I'm not sure you're the prime example for everyone else.
Kobe tells me, he says, this flag football thing, Ivy League football players who are getting dual citizenships in places like Paraguay and St. Croix. Just so they can go to the Olympics and play flag football.
Really? For what? Yeah. For other countries? Yeah, I guess for other countries, yeah.
And
the very first player I looked up, Corey Webb. I looked up a team that had won, I guess, or was supposed to be a good team. And the very first player I saw was a guy named Corey Webb. And I looked him up, and sure enough, he's from Dallas, Texas. Sure enough, he was a cornerback at Western Michigan. Now he's 5'8", 165, so I don't know that he played a whole lot. But, yeah, I think these probably are going to be a lot of, like Devin Turner. Does Devin Turner sound like a guy who played college football?
Yeah.
I say yes. Devin Turner?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, Tony had a hot take. The U.S. could field a flag football team comprised of NBA players and still win the gold.
Do you think a team
of NBA players could win flag football gold?
Wow. I don't know what to say about that.
Why not?
No. I don't know. Maybe. Here's one. Yeah. This guy, Devin Turner. He was a freshman in 2012. He came from West Liberty University.
There you go.
Never heard of these universities, but, yeah, I guess our guys are going to be a bunch of guys who, in some cases, were kind of college football washouts. No, our best athletes are better than other countries' best athletes. It's just not – we're going to win a gold. We're a huge gold medal favorites in the in flag football. Number two, Germany.
You like Germany in this
because
one?
They are, because football is really big in Germany. So they're already playing. They have youth academies. Germany's where the next big run of athletes is coming from.
It'll be interesting to see if any of these places hire coaches, American coaches, to, you know, over the, a couple of years that will get the teams ready.
Can Art Briles finally pick up a coaching job?
No, they won't.
Paraguay? No, Paraguay?
Paraguay would not want.
Why?
Because.
No.
You know, because his country doesn't believe in that stuff. Okay?
Any
Art, have you seen anybody get totally eliminated like Art Briles?
That is a total cancellation.
I mean,
he's not allowed to stand on the sideline with his. That was his son-in-law, is a coach at, is it Clemson? His son is a coach. His son-in-law is a coach somewhere, and he's on the sideline. And there's a picture of him taking a
Oklahoma.
Picture.
Oklahoma.
It was Oklahoma. And he's taking a picture with his grandkids. And he's on the sideline. He's on the field after the game taking a picture with his grandkids. And, like, that got out at Oklahoma. And they just, never again. They just attacked. I mean, fans, people who didn't even care about Oklahoma were attacking. So Art couldn't get a job in the SWAC. He got eliminated from a job from an HBCU. They wanted to hire him, and then that was Art Briles is the definition of cancellation, where people are following him around to make sure he never gets another job. If he wanted to go coach flag football, I bet he could. But that was kind of a joke, but I do think he would be able to coach in another country. Flag football Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely.
What an FU to the for all those haters who said I couldn't win a gold medal here for Cuba. I mean, Art going over to Cuba to coach. Yeah, he's one guy who has, man, no chance.
No chance.
No chance of coming back. And frankly, it wasn't great what happened to Baylor. So, you know, it's what can happen. There's consequences. But I think that getting mad at him for being on the sideline with his grandkids of his son-in-law's game, that to me is like you're overstepping. The guy's not coaching. Beat it. You know, that has already been, you know, Oklahoma, he had to have passes to come down there. Just that's family business. That's not coaching business. That's not your business.
No, but it was the head coach's business, and he said, what are you doing?
Well, it became the head coach's business once people got pissed off.
Yeah. Yep.
Are there Art Briles pictures pasted in security offices around college football buildings, stadiums, saying, if you see this man, tell him to turn around?
Yeah, it feels like it, doesn't it? Just like a casino with a guy who counts cards. Boy, as soon as Art Briles hits there, out of there.
Deshaun,
guaranteed money.
Has it? Yeah.
$240 million guaranteed.
And is Deshaun going to be invited back to Clemson anytime soon?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, why not?
What do you mean, why not? There's no reason why not.
He wasn't convicted of
Neither
crimes.
Was Art Briles.
I know, but Art's different.
Art, for whatever reason, Art is different. And his son is fine. And, you know, he can coach. And he, would you tell me he wasn't in the middle of that? Okay. But Art, holy crap. He is, we ain't putting up with Art no more.
At this point, how old is Art Briles? Does he need the grief?
Oh, man, he's late 60s probably. Maybe even older
than
that.
He wanted to work,
though. No, he didn't want it. But no one likes that to be.
How you go out.
Yeah, no coach likes to be how you go out. Like, coach wants to go out up with a bad taste in their mouth. But that's just going to be the case.
Yeah. No. He ain't never working again. There's no question. Not if he can't even stand on the sidelines. Goodness gracious.
No.
Who gave you a field pass?
And he had long
my
hair.
My son-in-law?
Get out of here.
He had long hair. Like, he kind of changed his look. And they still recognize him. I remember talking to Art at the Senior Bowl like 6 years ago. And I said, hey, coach, what's going on? How's everything going? Like, what's up right now with you? And he said, I'll take anything. I'd be a scout in the NFL. I'd be a coaching assistant. I'd do anything. Just whatever I have to do, I just want to be around the game again. And I realized, like, he ain't never getting back.
No.
If he wants to do all these things and he can't and no one's hiring him for that, he's never coming back.
Absolutely not. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713.
Now that we're talking about Art Briles, I just found some sound from Art Briles, and it's really rough out there for him.
Please, sir, I want some more.
More porridge.
Does that say pizza?
No, please,
please sir.
Oh, please, sir.
He's English.
More porridge.
Please, sir.
Yeah.
Please, sir. Is that how Art Briles is walking
That's
around?
That's not. He's. Can please. I have a graduate assistant job, sir?
Please, sir.
Please, sir. No, that's not how they talk in West Texas.
Well, you talking about him like he was he was poor. I don't know. I'd take anything.
Please, sir. Please, sir. Line. Please.
No. Hey, Houston please, Restaurant sir. Week. How's this?
Please, I want some more.
You want some more food? You
from,
got
yes,
it.
From the great restaurants in Houston.
$25 brunches and lunches. $39 to $55 dinner menus. I mean, it can't be any better. And $3 for brunch, $5 for dinner, $39 dinner, a $7 donation for a $55 dinner, all going to the Houston Food Bank. This is where the Houston Food Bank makes most money, $21 million in 21 years. How about this? Fantastic work that this is. And you just got to go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Find the restaurant that you want to go to, and it's for a great cause, and you get a great deal. You're going to get the best deal you get all year long at any of these really nice restaurants. These restaurants you can't afford normally, you can afford now. So get to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. That's HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. And then, how about this? My boy Houston. So I was telling everybody, this is a place to go to get your fantasy draft on. How about this? Houston's got 12 guys. He called his whole team, and he said, hey, everybody that's in our fantasy league, we're all going to Lake Charles. We're going to spend the weekend. We got cabanas. We got a golf set up on Sunday. We're going to do our fantasy drafts on Saturday and then spend the days by the pool. You can do your fantasy draft by the pool. You can do it in the DraftKings Sportsbook. They'll have the big screen up for you where you can do your fantasy draft. How great is that? You make it a weekend for your fantasy draft? That is awesome, awesome, awesome. And Houston is doing that with his league. You can do it with your league too. Just go to GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com. Book your rooms and tell them that you want to come and you're going to do your fantasy draft there. They're going to bend over backwards for you. But it's not only that. If you just want to go for the weekend, that's great. Or just want to go during the week. It's only 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You can actually go just day trip and do this and get over to Golden Nugget. The casino is like a Vegas casino. The hotel is fabulous. It is fantastic. You got 11 different restaurants. You've got the Blue Martini nightclub, which is awesome. The bands are great in there. You've got you got bands coming all the time or comedians all the time to their big stage. You're looking for the best way to get to Las Vegas, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road on I-10. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. So in the Chronicle today, Kirk Bowles wrote about Jahdae Barron. Jahdae Barron is a defensive back for the University of Texas. His fifth-year senior was a semifinalist last year for the Jim Thorpe Award.
Uh-huh.
He's also on the watch list for the Chuck Bednar Trophy, preseason second-team All-SEC selection.
Yeah.
NFL draft analyst Lance Erline rated him a probable fourth-round choice, which helped Barron's decision to return to school easier. Better to stay in school and make more money, Erline said Wednesday. He likes Barron's potential to play nickel or split safety, even though he's an average athlete. He can handle man coverage if asked, but he will give some ground at route breaks and on vertical routes. Barron takes smart angles to the throw and is quick to stop to play after the catch, but he needs to become more physical as a run defender as a pro. Lance Zierlein is making decisions, life decisions, and that's why he's a Hall of Famer, okay?
Actually, that's not – who said that? Kirk Bowles, right?
Kirk Bowles.
Yeah, he reached out, and I just sent him my scouting report from last year when I thought he was coming out. And he said, do you think he got a report to go back to school? I said, yeah, probably. It wasn't my report that did anything. My report was never even published.
Well, he said your assessment of him as a fourth rounder helped him make the decision to stay there.
Not true, because it was never even – I don't even think it was ever even out. That was my report that I had ready to go that would have been published had
I'm
he come
go
out.
I'm going to go with it this way.
So
you are keeping a kid from living his dream.
No, but, I'm helping him live his dream. Compete actually, for a national championship
actually,
and make more money than he could
yes.
at University of Texas.
He's making more money at Texas than
yes.
he would as a fourth rounder.
And that's what I told Kirk Bowles. He put it however he put it. I said, honestly, a lot of these guys, these third and fourth rounders, don't come out anymore because they'll make more money in NIL now.
Yep.
And that's the truth. And NIL is going to keep players like that in school longer, which from a college football standpoint, purely selfish standpoint, that's good for college football viewing. You're going to have better teams. You're going to have players playing longer in college football who are not going to be great pros because they can make money in college football. And so, and all I told him was, well, more than likely he went back because, you know, he got a return to – if you're not considered a first or maybe second rounder, they give you a return to school grade, the committees that you consult with going into the pros. And I don't think he got – and I said, so probably he got to go back to school grade. But also I said, frankly, you make more money in school now. At Texas, he's probably he might be one of the Lamborghini crew.
He could be.
So what do you want to do? You want to go in camp, busting your ass in 111-degree feels-like temperature in Houston somewhere while you're trying to see if you can make a team and you're on these kickoff teams going down there getting your head splattered? Or would you rather be driving Lamborghinis in Austin – digging around for your future soulmates.
Co-eds. Digging around for co-eds.
Yeah, that's right. And trying to win a national championship. Mm-hmm. Seems like an easy pick to me.
So digging around for co-eds.
Yeah.
For soulmates, I said.
Mm. How big a deal is this losing two running backs for Texas?
I talked to Sean Mapes, who is a Texas guy. Obviously, the Baxter one, that one hurt. But the other one... The second loss, he more attributed to, all right, that's a depth thing. But as far as – he doesn't think there's much difference between that guy and another back on the depth chart. They do they may have to switch a wide receiver to running back to just have another body there because that's two backs in a matter of a week that you were at least counting on, one to be a star, the other to be depth. That hurts.
It absolutely hurts. I don't know if it hurts their chances to make the playoff, but having a premier running back and not having them is a big deal. That's a really big deal. A&M has had their issues as well, injury wise, this preseason. So we'll see. I don't know. I don't know. If you don't have it sure would be nice to have a Jonathan Brooks back there, wouldn't it?
I mean,
that's a difference maker.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
but he's a running back. Running backs are going to err on the side of going pro when they can. Well, I think at least – actually, I'm still seeing some running backs go back to school,
yeah,
too.
But make more money
the first two round, first two running backs, I mean, you better make a lot of money as a running back because your shelf life in the pros is short.
Yep.
So if you can get more money? I mean, it's really going to come down to who pays more, college or pro.
Absolutely. 713-780-3776. You better get in a hurry. We got this segment and we got the next one. Tyler Van Dyke won the job at Wisconsin. Dell, how about that?
It's not surprising considering their quarterback situation last year. You don't, as much as Miami fans were kind of tired of watching him go out there and throw the ball to zone defenders without reading a defense, he's a talented player. He doesn't do well with adversity. So I hope he's overcome that as a senior, but it's a definite upgrade talent-wise for Wisconsin. And they're going to be throwing the ball around a little bit more with Luke Fickell. It ain't the traditional two tight end, fullback, run the football type offense. So he should be okay. He's better if they give him one to two reads, read that out on half field, and he can go from there.
Yeah. So did you see Michigan State? They're getting sued. On top of all the other crap that Michigan State has had going on.
You think about that. Larry Nassar, Mel Tucker. What are we missing?
Now they're
something
getting
else?
Sued. Because they had a quiz that asked where was Hitler born, and during one of the, you know, during a timeout during one of the games, and a photo of him was displayed,
right.
and Austria was shown as the answer. Well, the Michigan State blamed it on Carcilius Media and the quiz channel on YouTube. Except for they never asked whether or not they could use their quiz, and they never asked whether and they never paid the rights for the quiz that they put up on the scoreboard. So the company is suing them for $150,000 in damages for copyright infringement and for, you know, slandering them. In fact, the Hitler was, they said, it was, they would have never, ever given them the Hitler question. So, I mean, Michigan State is on a roll.
How do you like that? You take somebody's stuff, and that stuff that you took gets you in trouble, and then you get in trouble for stealing their stuff without permission.
Right.
Like, wow, Michigan State is so poorly run. Michigan State is like the Detroit Pistons it's Michigan too, actually, but they're like the Detroit Pistons of college athletics right now. They can't stop getting themselves in trouble.
It's just not good. It's not good to be a Spartan right now. They have problems. Y'all got some problems, bro. And when was the last time Michigan State was actually, I mean, besides basketball? I mean, in football, they played for a couple of Big Ten titles.
With Mark D'Antonio there, they were pretty good.
They
had their moments. Famously quoted Rich Homie Quan. You guys don't know any Rich Homie Quan? You need to get up on some Rich Homie Quan. He was the post game. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. He's on the Fox set, the post game show, and he's talking about how they listen to Rich Homie Quan, but it's Mark D'Antonio saying it, and it's the most... Oh, I don't know if it's the most uncomfortable thing, but it's just different now. You don't hear a lot of coaches say it. Now, actually, you do hear more coaches saying it, you know, who want to be down with the music, right, and the rappers and stuff like that, get them in. But like 8 years ago, it was kind of a shock.
Right. Yeah, it could be kind of like me saying it, you know. But now I'm into the, you know, the Hispanic rap here in LA. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different. My homies here.
Oh, it was after the Rose Bowl. It's 33 seconds. It was January 1st, 2014, where Mike D'Antoni had to shout out Rich Homie Quan. The post game.
Right.
Hey, recruiting. You're always recruiting. Recruiting.
I'm shouting out Patrick Chastain. And Joe Chastain, and the whole Chastain family, that's been doing it for 80-some years here in the city of Houston and doing it right. Right now, I mean, they really want me to stress. I like to talk about the family. I like to talk about the deals that you get. I like to talk about the integrity of the dealership. I like to talk about how they're always going to give you square, how they're going to give you the best service they could possibly give you. I like to talk about how no add-ons, and they're not greedy. They just want you to get into that vehicle so that, you know what, and that you'll come back again because you know that you got the best deal you could. Well, how about this, though? They want me to talk about $299 a month for the Bronco Sport with zero down payment options for the Explorer F-150 Lightning. How about this? It's zero down payment options for the Explorer and the F-150 Lightning, or $290 and $299 a month for the Bronco Sport. You got all this going on. How about you got no hidden fees, no dealer add-ons, none of that stuff? How about you got complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards for new vehicle purchases and leases? How about $4,500 summer cash available on models like the F-150 XLT and the Expedition, making them more accessible for family adventures and summer travel? Summer's running out. These deals are going to run out as well. You got $4,500 off. You got $299 a month for the Bronco Sport. What you want? I mean, you can't ask for more than you get at ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I don't know. A 400-pound woman was arrested after she tried to escape on paying a tab at Applebee's.
Well, aren't you saving that for next segment?
I just don't feel. I know I'm going through some stuff. I just felt like I needed to bring that to the show here because that's something important. But I just feel like you're going to have a hard time getting away, aren't you? If you're four bills.
It's probably not going to be easy.
I mean, how are you going to?
Well, I mean, there's always cars, but if you're going to make a run for it, probably.
No, she got on a bus.
It's never good trying to get away from anyone on a bus.
No. What did we miss today, Del? Did you have anything in the show that you wanted to bring to light?
Sure. It's been a lot of positivity for the Texans. Everyone's really hyped. We actually have a naysayer, Pete Prisco.
Oh, what a jerk!
He doesn't think Diggs was good in Buffalo. Doesn't think it's going to work out here. And believes the Texans are going 9-8.
Ooh.
Wow.
And mostly that's about the schedule, but he's not the believer that some are about that. Yeah, so we actually have someone who decided he's not going with the flow when it comes to the Texans.
So do you have the sound of it?
Yeah, let me grab it here.
All right. That's, you know what? He's not alone. Who was it?
Fortenbaugh. Fortenbaugh?
Yeah, Fortenbaugh. Joe Fortenbaugh.
Joe did?
Yeah. Joe said, you know
he
what?
Said
all this hype around the team, that's a sure sign. When everybody's on board with a team, it's a sure sign.
Well, that's a gambling thought.
Yep.
It's too much excitement on one side. I'm playing the other side.
I'm playing the other.
And he's a gambling guy.
Yeah. And plus, he made a lot of sense about the quarterback play that they're going to be facing. One-score games. They were 7-3 in one-score games, which is, that's unusual in the NFL. To have that good a record in one score game. So
yeah, that's actually true. Like the pluses and minuses, they won like three games like that, they could lose three games the next year. So
yeah,
there are some things working against them. If everything were to just mildly improve from last year, then yes, I would agree. But I think you may see a substantial improvement in the team from last year to this year. So I think that cancels out a tougher schedule. I think they're still headed for double digit wins.
Well, here's the deal. You can win against, bad teams, but, you're a great team like Kansas City, Baltimore. When you're playing a first-place schedule every year, San Francisco, and you can sustain that and you can continue to win, then now you're an excellent football team. But we don't know that the Texans are there. We'll find out. now that they moved up. They're moving up in class. When you look at the quarterbacks that they played last year versus the quarterbacks that they're playing this year, it's night and day. But they've also improved. They've also improved across the board with personnel. So, and are yet another year older for young guys that were excellent last year. We hope that they'll only improve on that, but we'll see. I can see where, okay, what you got Prisco ready? Here's Prisco on the
Pete Texas. Prisco, Jacksonville, he's a Jacksonville, he lives in Jacksonville, but is a notoriously cranky reporter.
Well, he wasn't good for the Bills in the last couple of years, and he wasn't good on the football field the last 10 games of the season last year. If you go look at his numbers, they were below average, to be honest with you. And being in Buffalo last week, or Rochester, when I talked to the Bills, I can tell you they're not too sad that he's gone. And, you know, look, he's going on a one-year deal, so he's probably going to be on his best behavior with the Texans and try and get a long-term contract. He turns 31 in November. That's old for an NFL wide receiver, so you got to be careful with that. I just don't know how this team's going to handle being the hunted. You know, last year they surprised a lot of people. And C.J. Stroud, you know, if he has the same type of season he had last year, he's on his way to being truly special. But that's a bit, you know, we don't know if he can. Sometimes second-year quarterbacks fall back a little bit. I don't think he will. But I think this schedule is brutal this year. You play the first-place schedule. You play a tough division. I just think it's going to be tough to navigate. I don't see them getting past 9 wins. I get them at 9-8.
Now, you know, to I would say any pushback on the last 2 or 3 years, Stephon Diggs had 11 touchdowns and over 1,400 yards in 2022. So that's not a relevant comment. However, John, Stephon Diggs had over 100 yards receiving in 5 of his first 6 games last year and 0 100-yard games after that.
Mm-hmm.
And only 3 touchdowns. So in his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games, and that includes the playoffs, in his last 12 games, he scored 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. No. He wasn't great, bro.
No, and he once again, during that time frame, or in his last 11 games, he did not have 12. Last 12 games, he did not have 100 yards receiving. In fact, he never even hit 90 yards receiving in any of those. So his yards per reception went way down. So there are some valid points that Pete Prisco make, and it's one of the reasons why the Texans couldn't give him a long-term deal up front. They paid a rental price for him for a number 2. That's a very premium price to give a guy who you may only keep for 1 year. But they also think they have a chance to do some big things this year, and they want to give him a test run. And so we'll see how it works out. I think for what the Texans, they don't need him to work down the field. Gabe Davis was his work down the field guy, but he was a limited wide receiver. Nico Collins is a much more well-rounded wide receiver than Gabe Davis. They did not have a slot receiver. Khalil Shakur was one of the slot receivers. They had a couple slot receivers. Tank Dell is completely different than those guys. He's electric. So you really aren't asking all that much from Stephon Diggs other than, hey, just get open and catch. When he throws the ball to you, when CJ throws the ball, and by the way, it's going to be an accurate throw, when he throws it, just catch it. That's all you have to do. I don't think – I think this is – less is being asked of him, and hopefully he gets into this as a team guy, because I think we're looking at a 1,200-yard receiving year for him, and I think probably in the neighborhood from a – you know, from a catch standpoint of high 80s, low 90 catch total for him, and with over, you know, 1,200 yards receiving, and I could see him scoring 9 touchdowns. I think Nico's touchdowns may be down a little bit, because once it gets inside the 15-yard line, that's going to be Tank and Stephon Diggs territory.
And you throw in a Dalton Schultz, and you throw in Joe Mixon touchdowns too.
Yeah, I think so. I think Nico could be hurt from a touchdown standpoint. Now, that's typical of this kind of offense. This kind of offense, you score your touchdowns on explosive plays. So, if you are, you know, that's why Andre Johnson never hit double digits in this kind of offense.
That's why Tank might be the pick.
Yeah, Tank is going to get some. I don't think he'll have the yards and catches that the other two guys have, but his touchdown count, I think, could rival Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. Anything else, Dell, that we have
missed?
I've
got something for you.
All right.
This is going to make a lot of listeners happy. It's a Caitlin Clark story.
Okay, good.
Listen to this. If you want to see they have totaled up the impact that she has had in the WNBA. How about this? The team gave an update on Wednesday morning, just 2 days before it kicks off the final 14 games of the regular season, about some of the record numbers it's experienced this season. The Fever have sold 100% of their season ticket inventory, and their attendance is up 264% from last year. The average attendance is 16,898. That's higher than the Rockets, by the way, per game, and nearly 4,200 more fans per contest than the next closest team. The next closest team is behind by over 4,000 fans. The team also set broadcast records for the most viewed WNBA games on ABC, on ESPN, on NBA TV, and on Ion Networks. They've played in the 12 most watched WNBA games this year. That includes all the Angel Reese games, all the Aja Wilson games. They've played in the 12 most watched games. There's been 1,193% increase in the team's merchandise sale from last year, and it broke the single-game merchandise sales record four different times this year. The Fever's social media numbers, in the four-month window from April to July, the team has had more than 800 million views and gained 1.3 million followers. In 4 months, gained 1.3 million followers. Clark is also breaking records herself. She's the top seller in terms of merchandise, and the company has seen a 1,000% increase in WNBA merchandise sales from last season. A 1,000% increase. She played in the WNBA All-Star Game, which had the most viewers of all time for that game, and it was up over 300% from last year. So, yeah, I would say when you add this all up, this is the Tiger Woods effect.
You know who else is having a huge effect? Jarren Duran. Apparently, since his remarks, since his gay slur response to a heckler, his jersey sales have exploded.
I saw that. I saw that story yesterday.
Did you see the standing ovation he got?
I did.
I did.
He
came back and he got a standing ovation by the Reds. They just leave it to Boston, people. All right? Just leave it to Boston. Okay, nice job, Boston. Not only are you known for all the racial stuff, now all of the LGBTQ.
See, I'm trying to figure out the psychology behind the fan base going, he got suspended for saying something over the top and discriminatory, and we're going to cheer his return?
I got to buy that jersey.
I mean, it's not as if.
Did you see the shirt he wore?
Yes.
The undershirt he wore?
What was the shirt again?
F'em.
Yeah.
That was the shirt he wore in his return game.
No. When he made his, apparently when he made his apology, the next day he was wearing his F'em shirt.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That was, it kind of negated, I think, a little bit.
Oh, he knew what he was choosing. He didn't just grab something out of his drawer. He said, hand me the red one.
You know what? F him. All right. That is so funny. 946 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on the show. Right now, I'm talking about Dream Rain. I'm talking about Kent Jones. I'm talking about your mortgage. I'm talking about you actually doing something. I'm talking about how, it's so hard to buy a house. It's not that hard to buy a house, especially if you're a first-time buyer. This is the time that you can. This is the time the government is going to help you more than they would help anybody anytime ever. The government is going to give you all kinds of incentives to be a first-time homeowner. This is something that you need to do. Okay, this is something that you need to actually check out. Call my man Kent Jones, and he can help you. He will tell you how to go about this thing. Okay, he will give you a quote, a scenario quote, where you say how much money that you have down, how little you have down, whatever it is that you have down, how much the house that you want to buy is, how much would your payments be? He can help you out with that. He's also going to save you tons of money. He's done over 1,400 career closings. He's been doing this since the 1990s. Dude knows how to get around costs. He knows how to save you thousands of dollars. I wish I'd have known Kent when we bought these. I tell you, I really do. I just wish that we had that I had the same advantage that you do right now. You have an advantage by going with Kent Jones to do your mortgage at Dream Rate Mortgage. 713-520-LOAN, 713-520-5626, or 975loans.com. That's 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. Jay Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So, apparently American Airlines, they put a woman on a no-fly list. She tried to fly to New Orleans for her sister's bachelorette party, but they said she couldn't go, so she had to buy another ticket from another airline. And then when she found out that they put her on a no-fly list because American Airlines said that she had customer relations on the plane with a man. And she said, ooh, not sure about that because I literally am a lesbian. And even her mother got involved and sent an email and said, ah, you got somebody wrong here because I know my daughter. She would not have done that with a man on an airplane. And apparently now American Airlines is got their tail between their legs and saying, oh, we're sorry. Maybe it wasn't you. Well, no fly. Have you guys ever been on a no-fly list?
No. Hope to never be on one.
No. But
I've heard that people who fight at airlines are like fighting. Like, once you fight on or do that stupid stuff at the gate or in an airline or on a plane, that you go on a no-fly list? Is that true?
Yeah, you're fighting it's a federal building that you're fighting in, yeah.
So, Dell, do you think it's a good defense? Hey, I didn't have sex with that man. I'm a lesbian.
I mean, it's awfully convenient.
Sounds like a great defense.
I'm sorry. Well, wait, what if you were intoxicated? Then,
well, she would say, no matter how drunk I was, I'm not having sex with a man.
That's like saying, John, you've been intoxicated before. Have you ever done that?
Have you ever a guy?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't say that.
How many Coors Lights would it take, John?
I've never been that drunk.
You and Yanni get after it.
Yeah, so why does she...
I've never been that drunk.
So why would she be suffering from that? Too many tequilas.
No. A couple is charging guests $333 each to attend their wedding. Do you feel like that's not the right thing to do?
No. I saw a video of a guy who said, I wonder if this is a play on this. I saw a guy who said they were charging $450 because he's like, well, you know, hey, and this is fair. We've already spent $100,000 or $200,000 on the wedding. Okay. First of all, it's not like, you know, $100,000 or $200,000. Oh, it's one or the other. There's a big gap between $100,000 and $200,000. And number two, even if this scenario, let's just say you've got a scenario where you're charging guests because you spent a bunch of money, you are the dumbest person in the world. I get that you're trying to throw this big party, but that's on you. You don't have to. You don't have to spend all the money you are. If somebody charged me, do guys even want to be there at any of these weddings? No. None of us do. Zero weddings. We'd rather go to just a party with the bachelor himself, or just go to a dinner with a group of people. We don't want to have to be there. And now you're going to charge us to buy tickets? No.
Just listen. Either do the wedding or go to Vegas and elope if you can't afford the wedding. Okay? Stop charging people. That's ridiculous. Don't even charge them. And have an open bar, too. Okay?
Well, that's not always a guarantee.
Okay, have an open
bar. Well, let's be careful. If they get too drunk, they might start doing things.
Yeah, might start kissing people that they're not attracted to.
Well, the gender they're not attracted to. Better watch
it. Entire gender, yeah.
Do you guys know who prosperity gospel preacher Kenneth Copeland is?
I've heard of him. He's one of the classic televangelists.
Yeah.
Keiko?
Well, apparently a man gave him a Bentley and a Breitling clock in the hope that it would bring healing. Apparently the man was sick, and he offered it to Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, wait. He offered it to Kenneth Copeland so that he could feel healthier?
So that he would be healed. This was an offering to Jesus so that Jesus would heal him.
Well, Jesus by way of Kenneth Copeland.
Right.
Kenneth Copeland's going to hang on to that Bentley for you, Jay.
Well, and the man died. And yeah. Kenneth Copeland says, well, now this Bentley and this Breitling clock are mine.
Now I got to move.
Could
him.
We start?
And he said, thank you, Jesus.
Got to throw this man. Got to throw Kenneth Copeland in, like, Christian jail or something.
Yeah, it's gotta
be something. You can't take that from you're the preacher. You can't take that.
He said,
know you can, but
here's his quote. Do you think that one's pretty? He asked the man. It's a Breitling. It has diamonds around the edge.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah, you don't remember Kenneth Copeland?
Kenneth Copeland is the all-timer.
Someone gave me that one. He said, whoa, a Bentley with an oh, thank you, Jesus.
Bro, you are 80. Man. You are 87.
Yeah,
what are you doing with the Bentley or a Breitling clock?
He's saying, thank you, Jesus. That's what he's doing.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I don't ever say this. It's not my place. I feel like Kenneth Copeland's got a one-way trip to, and it ain't heaven.
A bad, bad place.
Yeah, bad place. Yeah.
A teenager apparently was falling asleep during a courtroom field trip. You know what the judge did?
What?
Put her in cuffs and a jail clothes. He said, oh, you're going to sleep during your field trip here in my courtroom? Watch this.
Hold you in contempt.
Hold you. You're in contempt of court.
Accountability.
Lock her up. Okay? I wanted to look and feel very real to her, even though there's probably no chance of me putting her in jail, he said. That was my own version of scared straight.
Oh, no chance, but he was looking into it?
Yep. He was looking at
even though there's probably
jail.
None.
But he put her in cuffs and jail clothes.
He tried his best.
And a jumpsuit.
He tried.
There doesn't appear to be.
There's no legal standing for me to throw you in jail for sleeping on a field trip. But I'm looking into it.
But I'm going to dig around on it for a little bit.
In the meantime, wear these cuffs and this jumpsuit.
But I can hold you in contempt.
Does he get sued?
No.
Oh, there's a chance. Probably.
No, it's scared straight.
You know what? Everything if it was my kid, though, straight. I'd say, hey, you know what? Then stay awake during your field trip. Okay? Put some respect on the judge.
If 14-year-old Frankie Granada was put in handcuffs and a prison jumpsuit, you're just going to tell her, stay awake next
time? Stay awake. Yeah. No.
It's easy to say now.
No.
He would have said that for JT.
Yeah, it's his boy.
It for both of them.
His little
both
girl crying, daddy, the judge put me in
you
handcuffs.
Need to learn. Well, I don't know. He might say you need to
what
learn.
That's the same as my parents always said. What did you do? It's your fault.
Oh, I always know it's my kid's fault.
Yep,
my wife likes to go the other way. I'm immediately against the kids.
What did you do?
Yeah, I'm immediately. I know for a fact they did something terrible.
Yes.
What do they say? Well, it's not even terrible. What do they say?
You
don't even understand. No, listen. They got it all wrong.
How come none of the other kids got put in handcuffs?
I know. My kids. That's a pretty good. Like, my kids always have this. They just haven't put the grades in yet. Every other student had the grades put in.
You're the only ones. Into the alphabet. Zerline.
They lost. Well, that's true.
Oh, they've lost papers before, too. They've lost.
No, Zerline. That's why it's never
I went to school.
Yeah, but it never gets
long
in.
Enough ago where they sent them in the mail. You know how many times progress reports just disappeared?
Yeah. Yep. You're a latchkey kid.
Yeah, I just grabbed them.
It never comes home.
I don't know what happened. I don't know.
I don't know. You don't know.
I don't know.
We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Hope you had a great day. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First, I want to talk about you want to have the best backyard. You want to have the games on. You want to have the family out there. You want a steak sizzling on the grill, the kids playing in the new pool, the friends playing pickleball in your backyard, playing basketball in your backyard. It all can happen at Hoag Landscape Services, HoagLS.com. If you're looking for that putting green or the bocce ball court or the basketball court or whatever it is, you want that outdoor kitchen, a beautiful kitchen, big screen TV or TVs, okay? They're going to make it perfect. You can have a man cave outside or just the best little sports venue for your kids and their friends. with a putting green for you and pickleball courts or basketball court for them, whatever the case may be. It'll be the place. Forget renting a place. You're going to have everything in your backyard now. You never have to rent again. It's actually going to make you money. It's going to make you money to have this backyard. And you know who does it and does it great? Matt Hogue and the great people over at HogueLS.com. That's H-O-G-U-E, H-O-G-U-E-L-S.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Bye, babe.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.